A lone wolf has been spotted around the north rim of the Grand Canyon, and experts think it could be a gray wolf from the northern Rocky Mountains. If so, it would be the first sighting of the species in Arizona in 70 years. Rolf Peterson is a gray wolf expert and research professor at Michigan Tech University. He's with us from Houghton, Michigan. Professor, welcome.
It's fine to be here.
Well, tell us a little more about the gray wolf, first of all, and you're in an area of the country where there are plenty of them.
Oh, yes, for sure. They occasionally walk through town. But no, the wolf is a large carnivore at the top of the food chain, and it travels huge distances. But wolves are born in a family, and the kids leave home, as most parents wish their kids would do. So that's presumably what this wolf is doing.
Well, how significant is it that one has been sighted in this area, or at least something that many experts think is a gray wolf?
Oh, yeah, I've seen pictures of it. I don't think there's too much doubt that it's a gray wolf, but it's a perfect place for wolves to be. And I would have to say the north rim of the Grand Canyon needs wolves.
But there hasn't been a sighting of one in some 70 years.
Oh, no, we did a very good job of getting rid of wolves in the 20s. I mean, a clean sweep of all the wolves in the western U.S. So it's been a long struggle for them to get back. Actually, the major impetus, of course, was the introduction of wolves in the northern Rockies 17, 18 years ago.
So why do you think that one has shown up?
Oh, I wondered why it's taken them this long. No, it's nothing for wolves to disperse from their place of origin for hundreds of miles.
So does this tell you that recovery efforts are just going well? Does it tell you that the gray wolf should be taken off the endangered species list, which is something that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is proposing?
No, I don't think it tells us anything about delisting, except that it does suggest that maybe it's a little premature to declare the wolf totally recovered. It's a sign that, gee, those wolves are going to do this on their own potentially, and they're out there looking.
That's Rolf Peterson, a gray wolf expert and research professor at Michigan Tech University. Thank you for speaking with us.
Great to talk to you, Jeremy.